Final hour of the program. It begins right now. Fourth quarter. We finish strong. You're a freaking mess. We finished strong here on a Stump the Chump Friday dinner for two at Jazz on the Line. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, 39th and State Line. That's where it all began here in Kansas City. Legends, the Legends Shopping Center, Sporting Kansas City is going to play tonight. I'll give you a great place to go before the game. Go to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Get that great Cajun food. Listen to some live music. Wonderful happy hours at the Jazz. And, of course, great post-game headquarters as well. Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. You can also check out Jazz in Independence over by the Silverstein Eye Center's arena. The wonderful new location for Jazz, Lubbock, Omaha, Columbia, Missouri as well. You're welcome. You're welcome to have a fine establishment like Jazz in your neighborhood. We will give you great Cajun food to Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. Don't forget, go to jazzkitchen.com if you need any catering. Hundreds of people. And whether it's just a handful or hundreds, Jazz Louisiana Kitchen will cater for you. So check it out if you are so inclined. We'll give you dinner for two at Jazz. All you got to do is stump the chumps, ask us a question of sports history. We don't know the answer. We'll give you a question back. It'll be either relative to what's going on in sports today or relative to what you asked us. You get that right, you win. We limit our responses to three. Don't ask us to name the 10 guys who did something. We'll name three and you're defeated. One question only. Connecting two questions by the word and is still two questions. So just one question, please, so we can get as many people in. A great chance to win Cajun food from Jazz. And we ask that your question be relevant. It's got to have a point. Got to be kind of intriguing, entertaining, witty, funny, of note. It's got to be something you'd actually give a crap about. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Do you?
I know what you're saying.
All right.
I'm picking up what you are putting down.
Good. Petro, Siebold, Fast Talking Rob, and, of course, the old Rastafarian himself, celebrating 420.
The old conjure.
Peter Yates Enoch. Yeah, I love it. We're about 2 years away from looking older than Pete, so we better back off on that.
Happy holidays to Pete.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is a nice day. Nice day. I've been celebrating.
You didn't say it to me and Curtis. Why?
I know Pete.
Squares.
I think Pete celebrates the high holiday.
I've been celebrating this holiday since 1964. One way or the other, I'm very. I have more fun on this holiday than screw it. You can have Christmas.
Really?
I like Thanksgiving. Yeah, I like Thanksgiving.
You like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I do.
Pete tries
because
to weed
you
out
get
the
munchies, and Thanksgiving's there to help you out.
You know, as you get older and you smoke, you don't get the munchies so much.
No. It's dulled. No. Curtis had a question he wanted to ask you, Pete.
As you've gotten older, do you find that it's more potent, that it takes you less to achieve the same state of bliss?
I found out as I get older, the more expensive the weed is, the better the high. And that's a duh right there, because that makes sense.
You get what you pay for?
Like, I don't really.
Single malt scotch is
you needed to be on this planet for 70-ish years?
Yes.
And the weed to come to that conclusion, you get what you pay for?
That was the answer. It was a very understated answer.
Why don't you listen to your mom and dad when you were eight?
Well, I'm just saying that you know, the better you get, the better the results are. So
you try the gummy bears yet?
As far as getting older, I guess it takes less. Yeah.
You done some gummy bears or brownies or cookies? What's your go-to?
For amateurs.
Oh, I disagree.
Munchies are for amateurs. No, you got to get that. I'm not doing this whole thing. It's medical, too, for God's sake.
It is for medicinal purposes for Pete, if anyone out there is wondering.
I mean,
purely medicinal purposes.
Yeah, well, when, you know, I used to do it illegally when you and I worked together first. I did it illegally. But now, I mean,
I'm old, and so they're like, listen, just
let me just say
them.
This, that weed is one hell of a lot better than scotch. I mean, a lot better.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm not
my
arguing.
Opinion, yeah. I mean, I just think a lot of people, and I'm not going to say who, a lot of people would be a lot better off if they smoked weed than did other things.
Okay.
I really think that. But do not drive. I don't cotton to that. Okay. Either on booze or on marijuana, if you so choose to do it. Do not drive with either one of those.
That's not
good. No, don't let me get into that, because weed is it's very deceptive when you're behind that wheel. So do not do it.
Can you give us one name? You said there are a lot of people who would be better off if they did. Can you give us one name?
You?
Really? I can barely get my voice. Like when I coach the Little League softball team, I can barely get my voice to an audible level.
I think you two guys, and I know you don't do it, but I think you two guys would love weed, and I think you'd be horribly creative on it. So that's just what I'm going to say. And you are creative now, but I think you'd even be more creative. I know it.
It's been a long time, but I.
But I can tell the folks out there, neither one of these gentlemen
would be mine.
Do anything of the sort. So, but I would like to see him do it. It's not like LSD back in the 60s. Go, man, I gotta turn you on to this because that stunk. But I'd love to see you guys smoke weed. But if you don't, I certainly understand it because that means more for me.
Pete, I grew up in Raytown in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. It was not a foreign substance.
So it did,
sure it wasn't.
In my
house. But it sure didn't take house. For you.
No.
I did my first in Estes Park in 1964, and it went from Benzedrine, which was, you know, just speed, a little speed. It was speed. You had to have it. But and then you went right.
You had to have it.
Well, you had to have it to work. I mean, it's every bartender in the world. Used Benzedrine, Dexedrine, everything like that.
Dexatrim.
But then I went. Then you went to weed, and I just Estes Park was all of a sudden was a hell. Those mountains were a hell of a lot more beautiful. They really were. So I'm digging myself into a hole, aren't I?
No, man. It's Pete
unleashed. I firmly admit it. I mean, I admit that I'm not going to sit here and lie about it.
No, you've never been shy about it.
No.
Very honest and open person.
Yeah, and I don't know, and I've really it's brought me through some tough times, whereas. You know, it's a hell of an antidepressant, and it's a hell of a sleeping pill. And I'm not kidding right now.
Okay.
I'm very serious when I say that.
So. And the stigma
but it's not
is
for everybody.
Falling
it's not
away
for everybody.
Rapidly over the last 10 years.
What's that?
The stigma.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, I wouldn't. It's not for everybody. No. It's, like I said, though, if you don't smoke, I'll have yours. Make sure you get some good stuff, please. I don't want.
You know, it's not like the paper where they just throw you a stash.
Well, I don't want pine straws.
Yeah. Every morning I'd be like, yeah, good. Yeah, I'm going to keep taking it because I got to give mine to Pete.
Just keep throwing a three-finger bag, lands on his driveway every day.
But let me just tell folks out there, it's federally is still against the law. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
The federal government still frowns upon it deeply. So, I'm not making any bones. I love the stuff. That's it.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way.
Pete and Bill Hicks.
Oh, and by the way, are you going up to Nebraska tomorrow? Because it reminded me that 90,000 for the game.
Yeah, right.
Just reminded me of the old days up there. Just reminded me of one of the greatest things I ever heard come out of Nebraska, besides leaving it, was in the Lincoln newspaper. What's the name of that paper up there? Lincoln Gazette,
Journal
Shopper,
World or
whatever.
No, that's...
And anyway, they had a want ad in the paper.
Bugle?
They had
the
Bugle? There we
like
go.
The Bugle. Let's make it the Bugle.
Anyway, the Lincoln Bugle, then the want ads one time, they said, tickets still available for Oklahoma. God, the phone's just jammed up on this number. They had to call in experts. What are we going to do with this? Folks, it was for the musical. It wasn't. Nebraska people were just going nuts. They were getting some culture for once in Nebraska. Some culture, which they never have had up there. And they were getting some, and they still didn't understand.
And you're a big fan of Nebraska football.
I love
if
Nebraska
anybody's
football.
Getting
I really
upset.
Am. Yes, yeah, I love Nebraska
fan.
Football. And I want to see Scott Frost return. They'll never get back to the 90s. They'll never get back to the early 70s.
Don't say that.
Well,
they
I'd
said
like
that
to
about
that.
USC, well, and Pete Carroll got there.
God, but
they said that about Alabama.
But
and
weren't
Nick
they
Saban
so
got
damn
there.
Good? I mean, that bar is so high for Nebraska. That 97 and 94 teams, they were outstanding.
Expecting to win. You know, would they win two titles or three? I forget.
They won
now. Two titles
in
3 years.
Yeah.
I mean that's a lofty bar for anyone to achieve. But all their 10-win seasons and all that kind of stuff. Listen, they can have
they
that
can
kind
do
of
that.
Success.
You're right, they can do it,
and they can win championships. Yeah. I firmly believe. I was sold on you couldn't do it. You know, like it's just the warm weather towns. Till Urban Meyer kicked the door down and said, "Hey, by the way, the Buckeyes are back."
Yeah, yeah.
And Nebraska has the same kind of support. Don't have the same kind of population base.
They won 3 of 4.
And recruiting, but they did, didn't they? That's
yep. They won
back
3. Yeah, they tied
94,
with
95, and 97.
That was a hell of a run right there.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you can.
They
can
do
can
it, Saran, and they can do it without a spread offense. They can do it getting back to what got them there in the start. I think they can run the ball.
I think they'll run the ball with throwing it. I don't know that you can win a national championship
in the
bone.
Could be true, but it's time for Nebraska to start recruiting offensive and defensive linemen again.
You know,
because when you and I were working, They had three, maybe even four guys one year that were first team all Big Eight on that offensive line. Three guys, I remember right off the bat. About 6 years later, they had two. Then it went down to one, and now it's none. They got no offensive linemen on the first team all-conference team. That's not Nebraska. They got to get that going again.
Well, I know. Scott Frost can identify talent.
Oh, absolutely.
And all you got to do is look at the Central Florida kids. You know, there's some JC kids. Yeah, right. I know he wasn't there that long, but he can identify it, and I think he can develop it. So yeah. I think he will be
good.
Can
he get that general scholarship going again? That was somewhat against the law.
The gray shirt
thing. Yeah, right. Because at times they had 34 guys, 35 guys on scholarship that they weren't on athletic scholarship. It wasn't against the rules.
I will tell you this. If one more Nebraska fan tells me about their walk-on program has to get better, I'm probably going to slap you. Okay? That's not the problem. I know you had a couple of diamonds in the rough back in the day when there weren't recruiting services everywhere unearthing everything. There weren't high school combines everywhere unearthing any kid that could bowl, right?
Right.
But it's not like that anymore.
Right.
Kids also want to play now.
Right.
They don't want to just go sit for 4 years with a red shirt and then play a few snaps their fifth year. It's not like that anymore.
Exactly.
Okay? You won because Mike Rozier from New Jersey went there. You won because Tommy Frazier from Florida went there. Those are the guys you need.
Grant Wistrom from Missouri went there.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I was like Gavin. Did you get a kick? One of the better ones was Johnny Rogers. You remember that fine young ball player? I loved it that one year when he was a junior. Broke in and he robbed a gas station.
Yes.
And obviously he played the next year. But anyway, they played K-State that next year after he did that, pulled that little stunt. Nebraska always drives down in the bus to K-State. On the way down there, they hit the Kansas border, and every one of the gas stations, the owners had big signs saying, "Johnny, we're closed." Always like that one. "Johnny, we're closed."
All right, gentlemen, we're
yes,
ready.
Yes, sir. Let's get it today.
913-3810-810. Let's start with Brian. You're in the program. Brian, stop the chumps.
How's it going, chumps?
Good, buddy. Good. What do you got for us?
Who's the first NFL quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in a season?
Joe Namath.
Namath, yeah.
You nailed it, man.
You're a good man. It's a good
question.
He barely
made it, didn't he? 4,007 or something?
Yeah.
4,012?
Yeah. 14-game season, too, should be pointed out. Yeah. So he was letting it spin a little more than people may realize. 913-3810-810. JT is next. You're in the program, JT. Stump the chumps, buddy.
Hey, guys. I'd just like to report I'm here in Denver on 420. I'm not smelling anything in the air, but I can tell you that the Sonic Drive-In is packed.
God bless Denver.
Okay, so to the topic that matters, the Chiefs draft is coming up. There are two positions that they have picked the most in the draft in the first round, and that is defensive end and offensive tackle. What position is third most picked by the Chiefs in the first round?
Well, we know it's not quarterback. We're going to eliminate that one right away.
Defensive back, wide receiver.
Yeah.
I mean,
what'd you say is one and two?
Defensive end and offensive tackle. They picked those two positions seven times each.
And this is just total picks or first round?
Total first round picks.
Oh, it's a first round pick.
Right. May receiver. You got Slimo Bo was in there this morning.
And then
Anthony,
who?
Baldwin.
You don't have Anthony much Hancock.
And, Anthony Hancock.
Yeah, you don't have much after
Baldwin,
that. Baldwin,
that's
tops.
Four.
How about
I don't know how many would it take.
You see, that's...
But it would, I mean, you got Pat Mahomes and
the cornerbacks.
Oh, corner.
I think it's on defense.
Peters? I mean, I can't think of that many corners. They usually don't.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Wide receiver was the first position that popped into my head.
Was it? Hancock, Bo.
Yeah,
there's Baldwin. Four.
Was Carlos Carson a first, or was he a second?
He wasn't a first.
I don't think he was.
Taylor? They had a tight end at first.
Wide out
receiver might be
try it.
Yeah,
anything better?
Yeah,
yeah.
Outside backer. I mean, DT, and then who? D Ford. Although they might call him a DN coming out.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll
would
go.
Would Tom count if we went that way?
Go what?
Would Tom count? That's what gets weird. Because Tom was drafted
he was
DN.
A D lineman at Penn State. We're gonna try wide receiver.
Okay, you guys were nowhere near. It's actually running back.
Really?
Well, I mean, wide receiver is Harvey the fourth Williams. Most.
Larry Johnson.
Interesting. They picked six of them.
Harvey Williams, Larry Johnson. Who else? Who
I don't have the list in front of me. Sorry.
Paul Palmer. Woody Green.
Yeah, there's four right there.
Yeah, there's four right off the top of our heads. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Did Rocket Ismail go to Syracuse?
No. Oh, no, his brother.
Oh, his brother did. Can I have a question? Can I make a question about him? On this date in history, he signed the largest pro contract in the history of pro football.
So Rocket Ismail from Notre Dame.
Yes. From Notre Dame.
What team did he sign with?
Largest contract in professional football
at that time.
At that time, yes.
Yes. Yes. What team?
I'm thinking this was a USFL thing.
Well,
you're on the right track.
Yeah, you're on the right track. It's not NFL, but you got the wrong league.
Go north. CFL contract.
Yes.
Toronto Argonauts?
There you go. Nice job.
You're going to Jazz. Well done. Nice job, JT. Yeah. I'm proud of you. That's a good one. Yeah, he signed for a ton. And then you know who was the MVP over
Joe
him?
Joe Theismann?
No,
it wasn't Theismann. He was already playing down here.
A former Chiefs running back draft pick, Michael Pinball Clemens,
who was drafted in the
special teams coach couple of years.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, you know, they were just trying to make him a running back. They made him like a punt returner, kick returner, and as like a slot receiver out of the backfield, and he ended up being the MVP that year for the Argonauts.
Thank you, sir. Very good.
Nice lesson.
How about that?
There you go.
USFL, you're strong in the CFL.
Want to know why I can remember it?
Why?
Because I'm not stoned.
Far out, man.
There's one for us squares. We'll take a break. It's the Stuff to Chump Friday. Dinner for Two at Jazz. Great
Nerds.
Cajun food at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. All right, just a few for you today. Here on a Stuff the Chump Friday, you need to know that the finest Cajun food in town is at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. Look them up online at jazzkitchen.com. That's where you can get all the information you need for their wonderful catering as well. Great spot. Everybody going out to Sporting Kansas City tonight. Should be a nice night for some soccer out there.
For some Cajun and some kicks.
Absolutely. Get by Jazz and enjoy before you head over to Sporting Kansas City for their big match with Vancouver. That game is a home game. I confirmed it this morning. When I was pondering whether or not Danny would be able to get there to do the game while doing Danny Unleashed. He's calling the game. So I found out, yes, he will, because it's at home. That's an important distinction, Pete. Earl Bruce has passed away, former Ohio State Buckeye head coach, 87 years old.
Good guy coach. Everybody liked him.
Everybody did like Earl Bruce.
Iowa State did a nice job. Ohio State maybe not quite as well, but tougher to succeed. But never heard a bad word about that guy. Everybody really liked him.
No, he was always considered universally a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Replaced ultimately by?
Well, he replaced, I think, Johnny Majors. And then
who came in after him?
John Cooper?
Yeah, I think you're right, John Cooper. Yeah.
Another KU man.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
The Texans are optimistic that they can get a long-term deal done with Jadeveon Clowney. The schedule release last night, we were talking about it, like how interested were people. What was first in the day part? What was first at 7 o'clock? What was the highest rated show? Got a 1.5 to start at 7 o'clock, and it was down to a 0.5 at 8.
It didn't beat Big Bang Theory, I got a feeling.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Is that the top show these days?
Pretty close. Still, it's top, except for those stupid Bachelorette shows.
Although those do well?
Yeah, they do.
You're a fan?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Not even close.
I just want to make sure.
No, anything that has to do with marriage, I'm staying away from.
Big Bang at 7 o'clock pulled a 7.0.
So the NFL schedule is not exactly an NFL game.
Right. Superstore on NBC pulled a 3. Grey's Anatomy, 2.9.
Okay. Kentucky's Jared Vanderbilt enters the NBA draft. He will not hire an agent.
Sixth Kentucky player to declare.
Tavarius Shine of Oklahoma State is hiring an agent, and he is gone. So from Oklahoma State, I think I said that twice. Charles Matthews at Michigan has declared not hiring an agent. Tyus Battle at Syracuse has declared not hiring an agent, and Udoka Azubuike, as we've talked about all day, has declared for the draft but not hired an agent. So he has the ability to return. That deadline is May 30th, so you got to sweat it out for a while, Kansas fans.
Did you like seeing Zaire Smith go? I wanted him to come back.
I'd love for him to come back for Big 12 basketball.
Did he hire an agent?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
it's absolutely the right pick. And
absolutely. But
the mock
drafts
that have him in the 20s are wrong. He'll go higher than that. he's going to be in the teens, I think.
Maybe you think even he needed maybe one more year of seasoning? But for a paycheck,
irrelevant.
I'd go.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to draft him.
You're
so
right. You're right.
Doesn't even matter.
You're right.
913-810-810, the phone number. Petro, Seabolt, Fast Talking Rob, Peter Yates, Enoch with you. Here on a Stump the Chump Friday, Dinner for Two of Jazz is what we're playing for. Next up is Vince. You're in the program, Vince. Stump the Chumps.
Hey, fellas. So Sam Bradford is likely to start the year for the Cardinals as their starting quarterback.
That's right.
Carson Palmer was a starter for no big mix of Cardinals last year. Number one overall picks. Quarterbacks were in the last time a team had two consecutive seasons with.
Oh, we were losing you. I was hoping we were going to get
I know
it
what
in.
He's asking.
Well, are you still there, Vince?
Yeah.
Okay, last time with two consecutive number one overall picks?
Yeah, two consecutive number one overall pick quarterbacks.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So a 1-1 replaced a 1-1.
Manning
Luck.
That's
the starting quarterback. Yeah. Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck.
No, Curtis Painter was the starting quarterback the year before.
I thought you meant like open the season.
Oh, that's
I see.
Right.
Back-to-back
he
games.
Wasn't.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I am an
screwed
idiot.
Screwed us big time
I
there,
did.
Curtis.
I have a football question.
Vince, yeah. Well done. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you want the answer to my question?
Oh, yeah. Do we want the answer? I knew there was. I knew there was a reason to talk to Vince.
So it was Vinny Testaverde and Drew Bledsoe with Dallas.
Ooh, whenever in doubt, Testaverde's the man.
Testaverde, he's always there. He's
Wilhelm or the Testaverde, just fire it out.
All right, Curtis is going to try to atone.
What player has logged the most 100 catch seasons in NFL history? The number is 6.
Moss.
In the news recently, very recently.
No.
Dwayne Bowe?
No. Stephen
I don't think that's it. My initial thought was Jerry Rice, but then that'd be too easy. So Randy Moss.
In the news recently.
Apparently not it either.
Currently unemployed. That's why it was in the news.
Oh, yeah. Somebody just told me that's why I just
here. Became unemployed. Huh?
Has played Rob here several times.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Has played here as a visiting player several times.
Quick try.
Could he work again quite soon?
He could.
Man, I got nothing, fellas.
If we said the name Brandon Marshall, would that ring a bell?
That would. That wouldn't have been my guess on that. That's impressive, though.
Yeah, sorry, Vince.
Surprised me.
Yeah, it is surprising.
More than anyone.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 913-810-810, T-Box. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Box.
Hey, guys. Love me some Cheech Enoch and Curtis Chong today. Keep up the great work.
Far out, man.
Far out, man.
Free Angela Davis.
That's heavy.
Okay. Starting pitchers. Since 2010, 5 guys with the most starts. I'm going to eliminate 2 of them, and that's John Lester and Verlander. Can you name the other 3?
All right. Give it to me one more time.
Okay. Since 2010.
Yep.
Starting pitchers with the most starts, and I eliminated Lester and Verland. Okay. Name the other 3.
Scherzer.
He's been pretty rock
Scherzer,
solid.
Yeah.
I like that.
Price?
No.
No, not Price. No, not recently.
They put him into the pen last year.
Yeah.
Kershaw ever get hurt?
Yeah. Oh, he's missed.
How about
time.
Shields? He had a lot of starts, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was down last year.
Was he? Okay.
But you said since 10, so he might be there.
What's Greinke? Greinke.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
He was back fully
Greinke
starting
and
by
Scherzer.
Then.
We're going to start with Scherzer and Greinke.
Scherzer's number one, and you should listen to Cheech whenever in doubt.
David Price? Oh, no,
actually,
Cheech.
He's,
Pete's Cheech.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, and you can guess 2 more. You got Scherzer, right?
Pete, what did you say?
I said Shields.
Okay, well,
we'll say James Shields then.
Let's go with James Shields.
Okay.
He's number 4.
Okay.
See,
well,
that doesn't foul up your memory, that stuff. It does not, man.
Hey, nice work, man.
Hey.
Nice work.
I mean, CC?
Oh, man.
Does he miss many starts?
Yeah. Yeah, he got hurt somewhere in there, didn't
he?
Yeah,
but
he's hurt now.
How about your buddy Cologne?
We didn't officially guess Greinke, though.
Has he got a lot of starts?
No, I think he's excusing us. I don't think Granky's right.
He gave us a little high sign.
Okay.
Well, Felix. When did he get hurt?
Another one.
We'll try King Felix.
I don't know, that's right.
No, actually, the other one is a current Royal, Ian Kennedy.
That's a bummer.
All three with connections, local connections.
What, let's just do a college Ian Kennedy went to? Sure. Is that too easy?
I'm going to have to look it up. So.
Oh, I know the answer. What college did you go to?
I know he got drafted by the Yankees.
That's right.
I think he went USC. That's right. He married a girl from USC, a basketball player or something.
That is right. USC. Well done, T-Box. Nice. You're a winner. You are a winner, T-Box. That's what you are. No matter what anybody says about you, you're a winner.
Pretty decent guess.
You are a winner. 913-3810-810. It's the Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz is yours. All you got to do is stump the chumps. All right, final segment of the week here on a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz. That's what we're playing for. Petra, Seabolt, Fast Talking Rob. Peter Yates Enoch is in the house. We're coming to you straight out of the Rally House Studios. Gear up for tonight's Sporting Kansas City game. By going to Rally House, they got all the sporting gear you could possibly want, as well as your Royals and Chiefs gear. Rally House in Kansas sample. Go to rallyhouse.com to find the location nearest you. Great Cajun Foods, what we play for. Gevin, take your shot. Stump the chumps, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
You, my friend, what do you got for us?
I'll tell you what, you got a great show. All right, I've got a what I've got is McClown's going to start with eight teams if he starts for the Jets. There's only been another seven quarterbacks that started for seven teams. Can you name any of them?
Oh, seven for seven teams? Started for seven? I'll give you three
of them.
All right, so you want three of them?
Well, that's all I can give you.
That's
okay.
The rule. That's the rule of school around here.
Well, you said any of them at first. So, all right, Vinny Testaverde?
Correct.
Okay.
Get him out of the way. Should have named him last. He should have been our clincher.
Is Bernie Kosar? Nah.
No, Gus Frerotte.
How about Steve DeBerg? Did he?
DeBerg's not bad. He started for the Falcons, the Chiefs, the Broncos.
49ers.
49ers.
Who else? Seven's a lot of squads.
Buccaneers.
Squad, man.
Bucks.
Starting for the Bucks.
What about Jeff Garcia?
Eagles, Bucks, Niners. That's it. Now, he was Browns. Up in the CFL for – oh, Browns, too. That's right.
That might be it, though. Yeah. Trent Dilfer. I'm just thinking journeyman Trent Dilfer. How many did he get around?
Bucks, Seahawks, Ravens,
obviously.
How many
McCown played for?
Colts. No, he didn't go to the Colts.
McCown had.
That's who.
Seven,
that's who the question's about.
Oh,
I'm McCown's.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So McCown's out, right?
McCown's out.
Yeah.
Okay. And Tim and his brother.
Fitzpatrick.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Fitzpatrick is what?
Bills.
Bucks. Bills.
Jets.
That's probably it, though.
Is there like a Titans or a Texans maybe he got some time for?
Titans.
Yeah.
Titans.
That's
yeah.
only four.
That's only four. We need to get to seven.
Boy, I think he got us.
We should have this, but we don't.
Yeah, I think we're beat. We'll say Fitzpatrick just to take a shot.
That ain't a shot. That's correct.
Oh, really? Okay, so we're still alive. And then do we want to go with what was the other one we were kicking around? Garcia? Jeff Garcia? Or Kelly Holcomb? Or Steve DeBerg?
Steve DeBerg. Yeah, we were kicking that
We'll
around.
Try Steve DeBerg.
Wrong. He only started for four teams.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
What's the answers?
You guys are going to love this one. Bono.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't believe he
didn't
win those
teams. And Chandler.
Okay, Chris Chandler.
Chandler. Wow. Yeah.
And Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte. Nice job.
Yeah. So, give me my answer back.
All right, here we go. LeBron James, all-time leader. It's NBA playoff time. All-time leader.
NBA? Are you serious? Oh, God.
Should I hang up on you now?
No.
Okay. All right. He's the all-time playoff leader in points scored, right? He's about ready to take over as the all-time leader in steals in the postseason. Whose record will he break? And I will tell you, on his team, he was truly Robin to a true Batman.
Oh, you're giving me so many hints. I'm horrible at the NBAs. Hold on. Let me think.
He was Robin to a famous Batman. As far as I'm saying, the Batman guy was the superstar. This guy is a Hall of Famer, but he was truly Robin. Six times.
Oh, it's a Laker. It's got to be a Laker.
Take a shot.
What's the long guy with the arms with the Lakers?
No, any of them. That guy's wrong, Gavin. Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen. By the way, I was afraid I had to give the answer because Shane is screaming Scottie Pippen on the other side of the glass. I'm like, good Lord, you're going to give it away, you freak? Pippen! It's Pippen! Good God. Howard, you're in the program. Stop the chumps, Howard.
Hey, guys.
What do you got, buddy?
What baseball player holds the record for least career grounded in the double play rate? He only grounded into 34 in his whole career.
DiMaggio?
And it was a long career.
Oh, no. Just grounded
in Fox or somebody. This goes back away.
Willie Wilson?
Wow, this has got to be some more of a
fan. And, for example, Jim Rice grounded into 36 in 1 year. This guy grounded into 34 in his whole career.
Wow. Yeah, I love how you picked one of the worst grounded in double play guys ever.
The worst. Yeah. The most was Brooks Robinson, or second most.
Yeah. Stop talking, please.
Did that have something to do with you?
Well, I might ask a question back. You babble through it, it'll be dead. Boy, I don't know.
Someone with some
Nelly Fox, with wheels for God's sake. Somebody that didn't get doubled up very much, Hornsby. Obviously.
We'll try that.
Sure. We'll
try Rogers Hornsby.
No, it's Don Buford.
What?
Don Buford?
Making the mark irrelevant.
Let's see.
Based upon games. Who it is. Who's been doubled up?
He was a great player.
He
played for 10 years, was an all-star. He was okay.
He was good. I don't know about great, but
he was mad luck.
Good.
Who is the all-time leader in grounded a double play career?
For a career, not year, right?
Yeah, for a career.
Well, isn't it Pujols?
It is. Nice job.
Wow. You just took it
well
over,
done,
didn't
he? Howard. You're getting jazzed. I was
didn't he just take
clue.
Over that record?
I don't know when he did, but
he's 13 ahead of Ripken.
13 ahead of Ripken. Yep, he's the guy now. Ryan, you're in the program. Stop the chumps, Ryan.
Hi, hockey question for you.
All right, later.
Playoff time.
What do you got?
Since 1967, when the league expanded from six teams, there have been three teams that have played in the Stanley Cup Finals that have not won a Stanley Cup Final game. Can you name them?
Interesting.
Shane stood up and yelled, Florida Panthers.
Panthers got in there once and then went, all right, we're going to start with the Florida Panthers.
That's one.
Blues ever get in there? They've never won one. I know that. They ever make it, though?
Yeah, I think they have. They have got in there and lost, haven't they? Pete?
Who's
gotten to the finals? And
the Blues?
And they've never won it. They've never won it.
No.
But have they made the finals?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to say Blues?
I'll help you. If the Blues are one. You got that one.
Okay. Well, you're not helping us.
We
Blues
got it
is our
right.
second guess. And then our third one, it's got to be somebody recently. The Lightning won it.
Who won it last year? Who lost
it? What about Shane suggests the Canucks, maybe?
They won the games. Stand down. And you know what, Ryan? Screw you.
Not the Sharks.
But because of what you did to me, I'm going to give you Jazz. It's the San Jose Sharks.
No, not the Sharks.
Sure it is. They're in the Cup Finals swept. 2 years ago. They've never won it.
They weren't swept.
He means I never won a game.
Oh, never won a game.
Never won a game.
Oh, I thought just get there and not win it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello. Wake up.
Oh, yeah. Well,
whoa.
Well, then we're beat. I'm sorry. What's the answer?
Washington Capitals.
Capitals. That makes sense.
Take you back, Eric. You got a little testy with my buddy here, so I'm going to be tough on you.
I got testy with him.
1938. What was the name of the Kansas City Professional Hockey Club? 1938. They played here 6 years. What was their nickname? What was their name? They played at
That'll jog his memory.
35th in Maine. That's where they played.
Even remember.
Take a shot. They played at Playmore.
If they repeated it when they
I'll give you a hint. Woodlands. The Woodlands. I'll give you a hint. The Woodlands.
Oh. Racers.
What? No. What ran at the Woodlands?
Yeah.
Oh.
Beside horses.
Dogs?
More you specific. Yeah.
Greyhounds. Greyhounds. Dick, quick, stump the chumps.
Stellar.
Yeah, I believe last Sunday was Jackie Robinson Day. Tell me what Hall of Fame pitcher allowed him the most home runs.
Warren Spahn? I don't know.
That would line up, wouldn't it? Yeah, Warren Spahn.
We'll try Spahn.
Nope. Robin Roberts, nine home runs.
What former Kansas City Royal has the second best stolen base percentage in the history of Major League Baseball? Played a large part of his career with the Royals. Second best stolen base percentage. Yep, history of the game. Say Beltran.